And now, StoryCorps of Vermont. Conversations recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth at the Echo Center in Burlington last month. Vermont Public Radio celebrates 40 years on the air next year. Betty Smith was the station's first full-time employee and has been with us ever since. Today on StoryCorps, VPR President Robin Turneau talks with Betty about the early years with Ray Phillips and Ray Dilley and how VPR has grown. The conversation started with Robin asking how it all got started.
I mostly remember real conversations that took place in group settings where people said, there are problems that are statewide, there are issues that are statewide, and there is no medium that actually speaks with a statewide voice. Never mind that there are regional issues and problems and treasures that are limited to either the knowledge of them and the approaches are very local. And there are already local radio stations and local television stations or regional television stations and local newspapers, but there's nothing that really ties them together. That's our niche. That's what we're going for.
How did you and Ray and the team determine what was going to be the programming on VPR from those first hours that you went on the air, you know, for those first couple of years?
Well, we surveyed the audience.
But there was no audience. So.
Well, the potential audience. We went to meetings. I went to the local Chamber of Commerce meeting. We just traveled all over the place talking to people and asking basically what they wanted. And the top thing on the list was Morning Pro Musica from GBH in Boston with Robert J. Lertzema. And then All Things Considered was the second. And then Jerry Erickson, who was our first engineer, came in and sat down and said, you know, there's this program coming out of Minnesota you ought to look at. And got a weird guy as a host, but it's pretty good.
As a Prairie Home Companion?
Prairie Home Companion.
So looking back on your career at VPR, you've been there from before VPR went on the air to today.
Yeah.
What have been your proudest moments for VPR and for yourself?
Well, I was very proud of signing on the air, except I was also terrified. You know, when they pushed that button to turn on the transmitter, I do remember a thought flitting through my mind that I had about a week's worth of programming lined up and that now we had to feed the beast and that that was just awesome in every sense. Awesome. I was very proud when we did our first newscasts. It took us a long time to be able to afford to do that. We had done a little bit of rip and read, but we didn't really want to do rip and read. We wanted to do something more. We've gotten better resources. We've gotten better facilities. We've been able to travel more, you know, get out into the field or have facilities that we invite people into, which is one of the reasons that I'm so proud of what is happening right now, because it fulfills the vision of being a convener instead of just being out in the field, but also being able to bring people together, which is kind of the other half of the other side of the coin.
And
very
then exciting. You're referring to VPR's headquarters expansion.
Exactly.
Is it what you imagined VPR would be from the start?
Those things have been talked about in one form or another, pretty close to what we've actually achieved from the very beginning. But I think I remember the first time hearing somebody say maybe we would have two services. It was when I was fussing one day about, I don't know, I want to take this program from this classical source, but I don't have room for it because there are these things and we can't. But it's really a shame to let it go. And somebody saying, well, you know, I think Minnesota Public Radio has two sources, a spoken word source and a classical source, and maybe someday we could do that. So when we actually did it, it was like, hot damn, this has been done, right? We got there. And so there have been a lot of moments like that where I've just, you know, been really proud of us for having achieved things that were good ideas and looked like dreams, but we found some form of reality for them.
Well, Betty, you created the foundation for VPR right from the start, and I am most grateful because I think VPR is doing great work these days, has amazing relevance, and serves 200,000 people or more every week, and it's because of you. So thank you.
That was VPR commentary producer Betty Smith talking with VPR president Robin Turneau. Their conversation was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by VPR.